Cougar season.
Hello.
And what?
And you're on with Cougar Season. I'm Hefe.
I'm Chief Drunk and New Teeth.
And thanks for tuning in. But it doesn't really have a tuner.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
Thanks for computering in.
Yeah.
Little deal. Hi, I want to say hello to my sister Gail, who informed me recently that she's been listening. So,
Hey, Gail.
I think we've tracked at least five of our listeners now. They've actually been identified. So
I don't know if this person actually listens or what, or if they do what you were suggesting with you just get as many friends or fans of your show as possible to get yourself out there. But hi also to McG Bitch, McGangster Bitch, Mr. Happy. He bothered to friend us on Podomatic, our hosting site.
And today's music is being supplied by Funky House London, which you can find on Podomatic, like our show.
And if you're thirsty, drop down to your favorite corner store and pick up a refreshing bottle of Podomatic soda.
Yep, which I get at the Pacific Market.
You
know what's funny? There's the two convenience stores.
Yeah,
neighborhood right across the street from each other.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I don't know if we talked about this before, but they both closed at the same time.
I think we did. But yeah, one of them was like closed because of illegal selling liquor to minors, I think, and the other one had a fire.
Yeah.
So
I had to go, yeah, at the same exact time.
Yeah.
I went there, and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to the one across the street now because this one's closed. I look over, I'm like,
oh, I guess I'm
out of white notice paper on the front of that building. So now I go an extra block to the Pacific Market, which, by the way, is much nicer
than either of those two.
Than the other two, and I think, you know, I'm not going to go back to the other two.
Is it nice enough for the extra block?
Yeah. It's a fine little store.
Well, we also...
It sells bacon and eggs and fresh milk. And
speaking of new small-town business items, which we weren't speaking of before, because we had actually done the show already, but we had a little technical difficulty, and so we're redoing the show, but...
I messed up.
I didn't say that.
That's okay.
We had technical difficulty. There is a new place opening up right down the street from you, Hefe, the Susie Q's. And they're opening in early January, I think January 8th.
Is it a coffee shop?
No, it's hamburger and cheesesteaks.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What street?
P.
Oh, okay, yeah.
P and 28.
Cheesesteaks, huh?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so watch out for that, you know, next month here in Sacramento.
Sacramento's a boomtown.
Try it out, and yeah, boomtown. Before we get started, I guess we should just get started, and let me ask you, is there anything you'd like to mention today, Hefe?
We've already started.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The fact that we're recording anything.
The fact that I reiterated
that
myself.
That is a prime indice of our actual startitude.
Okay, so bleep and bleep and bleep bleep. So we'll just say that was my gross gay sex reference there to let us know that we've already beaten to death the fact that we got started.
That we've digressed. No, that's not a real digression. Anyhow, so the weirdest thing happened to me today. I'm showering, which isn't weird in and of itself.
You're normal to that.
I normally shower. I enjoy it. But I... I had a knock on my window as I was showering.
And your window's in your shower, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's actually, like right I have a there. Normal window in my shower. Just has vertical blinds. Horizontal. Whatever.
Horizontal.
Regular window blinds, yeah. They go across.
Vertical. Vertical blinds.
Yeah.
This way. You want to get a girl vertical?
Either way. I'm not really concerned about painting a picture here, but the odd thing was... is that I got a knock on the window, and the guy's like, "You got a lot of water leaking out of here, guy." That'd be because I'm showering, and, you know, they designed the building such a way that it's in the windows, a normal window is in the shower instead of the, you know, the metal frame kind of cloudy window that, you know, is usually in a shower.
I'm glad he's telling you this, so someone who has control over that.
Yeah, I don't know who it was. I didn't recognize the person at all. And I also wondered how they thought it was appropriate to bother me, someone they don't know, whilst I'm showering. Which I don't think that's ever actually happened to me at any point ever. You know, normally I'm the one who's looking out the window while I'm masturbating. and hoping somebody will walk by so I can sort of feel caught.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I haven't been caught masturbating yet in my life, so... looking forward to that embarrassment.
You're lucky, because in your house you can sit in that couch and get that because you have the kind of screen where maybe they won't see you, and you can just feel caught without them going, hey, that
oops,
guy's jacking off.
Oops, I'm a little more excited now. anyways, I don't know where I came from with that one. But
It's because it's in all the Porky style comedies these days, you know, kids, you know, like in their
American Pie,
and their mom comes in. Oh, it's all right, don't worry about it.
What a worthless movie franchise that is!
I never actually seen any of those. So.
It's gone down shit road, like Animal, National Lampoon's, and you know, there are funny things that happen outside of colleges.
There are. They're just not that. Like, for instance, here's a funny thing that happened. Well, at least it's not funny. It's tragic, but how they caught the people is funny. I read a news story recently where there was a six-person tri-generational slaying in this place outside of a little town called Carnation, Washington, which is outside of Seattle, out in a little unincorporated area of town out where these large tracts of boonies people, folk living.
Mm-hmm.
And the people they arrested because they came back. They had left. People were dead, yet to be found.
So the prime suspects returned to the scene of the crime.
Police had only taped up the area. It's not like you just happen upon the house. You have to go there.
It's well away. You can't see it from the road.
Yeah. So they show up. That's brains right there.
They, what's going on here, guys?
And it's not
good. Yeah, it looks like some. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of cops here. Something really bad must have happened, huh?
Yeah, I was trying to get back in my house back there, that trailer. Oh, you live here? Yeah, I live here. I don't know anything about the bodies inside. I just
they were the residents?
Forgot my cigarettes. Well, there's like a main house where all the bodies are found, and there's a single wide that was on the property as well where these two were living.
Oh. So they didn't like... So for some reason they said... I can't pay those jerks another $200 in rent.
I don't know what happened.
They're not getting another $200 of my dollars. I'm going to kill him. I'd as soon kill him as give him $200 rent.
I just know that, however the tragedy happened, it's hilarious that they would have gone back.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear criminals always return to the scene of the crime, but usually that's a public place, you know, where they can look at it amongst other people going,
You might have to kind of discern who that might be in a crowd, whereas in this case... They were the crowd.
They were the crowd, exactly.
They were the crowd. And
hey, what are you people doing here?
And they were connected.
Yeah, that's crazy ass shit.
Yeah, maybe you can kill one person, have them one person go missing, maybe get away with it, I don't know.
I don't know if you get away with that in a small community like that, where basically like everybody knows you at the corner store, the one board, the one gas station.
They're here every Thursday.
It's like, you know... It's hard to get away with shit like that in those little small communities. Go in the big city, I mean, shit. You know, there's all kinds of people just wandering about.
Man, this is some really funky house music.
You know, it makes me think of London.
Mm-hmm.
And a big frog.
Makes me wonder why people, I don't know.
Make this?
Yeah.
I have no idea. So now that you have cable, you've been watching much more TV?
Yeah, it's horrible.
What's horrible? TV in general, or...?
Yeah, there's nothing on during the day. It's
crap?
Junkie Springer, or Oprah, or Rehash News.
Yeah, when I used to watch TV, I noticed that the daytime programming really is crap.
Yeah.
And I know that places with great television access, like public access stations, they have this great stuff on in the middle of the night. They never show during the day.
You know what? It has made me aware of the plethora of handy items I can buy for only $19.95. I mean, that is a very... That's in the pro column. That's a solid in the pro column.
You know, speaking of that, that reminds me...
I've already seen every SpongeBob, too, so...
Because of 800 numbers and the internet, we no longer see the self-addressed stamp envelope. You no longer see SASE.
No. Nope.
Send SASE to so-and-so Boulder, Colorado for your information on Super Widget. 5 easy installments of $16.99. You get you a Super Widget.
Yep, those are the best, though. let's see. This one's Dragon in the Mud, you know that? The show.
Why?
I don't know, it's just kind of dragging. I don't know why exactly.
We could leave it up to the to our others to be detracting. Whereas you're feeding.
I'm feeding the detractors? Yes. True. But I think it's just because...
you just did this, and it's...
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember some of the stuff we went over, but and I had some of it written down, but now it doesn't seem as, like... You know, it just didn't really got the...
The spontaneity.
Yeah. The chutzpahzine. Maybe it's also because I was an hour late getting here, because I always am. You know?
Yeah.
Chief has a problem with time, I'll tell you
it
what.
It was great, though, because I wanted to take a nap, and I'm like going... Yeah, he won't be here. So I started napping at the time
sure
he said you would be here. So that's giving myself a full hour of nap.
Because like clockwork, I say I'm going to be here 1:30, yeah. 2:30 at least.
You know, I had extra time to look at jobs I'm not going to apply for.
That's always nice, window shopping for employment.
Yeah, but I did see one that's like an office job, and it's like 10 to 12 hours a week or something. I'm like, I wouldn't have to be in there in the morning. You know, and it's like right down the street from here. So I'm probably actually going to apply. I don't want to shoot too high there, but I kind of don't want another full time job. I want another part time one with potential, maybe.
A part time job with potential.
Yeah. And and it's in Midtown Sacramento, which is key because I don't want to drive there.
Start riding your bike again.
Yeah, or walk.
Or walk.
Depending on how much time I want to take to get there.
Depends on where it is, exactly. Not to mention, if it's like an Alkali Flats, you might want to ride your bike.
No, I'm not. No, I'm just not in Alkali Flats. That's what, by the train tracks over there?
Yeah, that's in Crack Central.
Yeah. Meth?
From what I understand, actually, it's hard to find crack in downtown, midtown, period. Actually, from what I understand, if you want your choice of great crack dealers, you want to go to Marysville.
Really?
From what it's been told to me, yeah.
Oh. I was looking for a new abuse.
Who would have thought?
So maybe that'll be maybe that's the ticket.
Because eventually, I think you can sleep from smoking crack, but meth, you're effed. You're up.
Yeah.
I don't know what. What the hell would you want to be up for 24 hours a day for?
Well, because you like feeling like this, man.
Man, I'm gonna take on the vacuum.
You know the best thing about meth is it's done by a lot of socially maladjusted. Male adolescents and young male adults. So basically, you know, they get amped up on meth, and you know, one of two things are going to happen. They're going to rub themselves raw trying to masturbate all night, or they're going to go out and maybe be violent. Yeah. Odds are they'll probably just sit home and masturbate all night because, you know, they're afraid of going outside.
Yep.
So I figure at least it keeps these guys not from being drunk and behind a wheel. I'm trying to just find the positives, you know, I'm trying to be more optimistic, mm-hmm. trying to be more upbeat, you know?
Yes. So, tweakers are the daytime television of society.
Well, they are daytime saying. Television, apparently. You said Springer was still on, right?
Yeah.
I've seen a bunch of tweaker community, you know, high socialites on that show. We want this person representing our trailer park. You get on that TV stage.
There's got to be a reason why that stuff goes on in those places. They're doing something wrong.
Because they don't want to pay writers in TV land, that's why.
Yeah. I'm going to give me a free trip to Chicago, where I don't know anybody.
That's right.
And
we're going to go see a TV show, isn't that great?
And beat up my cousin on the telly.
I like back in the days when the people didn't know what was coming on, what was going to happen. Nowadays, you can't really surprise anybody with that.
No, not since that dude shot his gay crush.
Yeah, God, oh, man. Jenny Jones. Yeah. Way to go.
That was a big day.
That was a big day in television. That pretty much ended her career, actually, I think. That show. Yes. That well-decided kind of, yeah, let's do that show where we have that guy surprise him on national TV that he's got a gay crush.
Yeah.
Good
work on the psychological profiling.
Good idea. Yeah, exactly. Good idea.
Good legwork on that one. Way to be thorough. You know.
We didn't know he was going to snap.
Way to cut corners. Good, that'll get you ahead. Or in court.
Or in court. So, yeah. Good stuff.
I was going to mention the Ron Paul thing, but I don't think I will, even though I sort of just did. But I was just going to mention that it's nice to see him getting some attention this year because it's making the race fun.
It's a left-wing conspiracy to me. To besmirch Republicans is what it is.
Bet you could be right. Who knows? Except since he was originally libertarian, I'd say not. But yeah, he could be right. He thinks Democrats and Republicans are in bed together, so...
They sort of are, but I don't think they're in bed together. I think they're just... They're both trying to do the same thing.
Man, that'd be sexy if they were, though.
I don't... No.
Yeah, man. Think about it. See, we've taken... That's how... Digress, and we can move on.
Joel's digressed. When he brings up sex... That shows how much we've changed the subject.
The subject. Yeah, so what do we got there so far? 10 minutes?
15.
We can always make it a nice short show.
Yeah. We'll call this one a drop in the bucket.
Episode Junior.
Naming stuff Junior so hip right now.
Is it really?
Yeah. I went to Amanda's birthday or Christmas party, but it's called God Junior.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, God Junior's birthday party. And then Jane had a Christmas party, which you went to, my sister.
I did. I really enjoyed Marilyn and her husband, Wes.
Yeah. I don't know if they're married.
Oh, really?
They just an item.
Whatever. Marilyn and her item, Wes, they have children together, don't they?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Oh, well. Needless to say, I enjoyed their company. They were fun. They were hoot.
They're swell cats.
There was some lot of good food. Good people. Two fire pits going.
Mm-hmm.
An all-star musician sang all night for us.
I missed you all left that. For that. You left early.
You did good. The cops came.
Did they really?
One cop came.
Cocking.
And of course, Brian let him in. And I'm like behind him, I'm like, I can't freak out and say, no, don't do that. Because, you know, and I'm pretty sure Megan doesn't want you to, and you don't own the house, so you shouldn't be letting people in. But I, you know, yeah, I didn't want to act suspicious.
So
I was like, hey, how you doing, buddy? Merry Christmas. What's going on? You know, I also knew that we weren't doing anything wrong.
Exactly. It's not like you have a meth lab in the back.
Sitting by a fire, drinking beer, and playing Guitar Hero, and yeah. But Megan didn't want him in, and there was really no reason for him to come in anyways.
But nothing happened.
And cops are just like, can I come in? They probably make him do that, because like, we don't need to, if anything really wrong, you got to try to get in the house just to make sure everything's cool.
Yeah,
you never know.
Smell any weed.
Yeah. So of course, yeah, he let him in.
Cops are like that. They're nosy bastards. Yeah. They pull you over, they're looking all through your car.
Yeah,
like
hey, yeah.
Looking for anything.
Yeah. But he left. And then they never came back, so that worked out well.
You know, I really like the cops who are not only like that, but they're also those cops who are like, I'm not going to be a friend to anybody. You know, off duty or not, it's like, hey, I'm a cop. I can't know anybody personally. I gotta keep my professional distance and my cool. I can't. They act like they're like
that's stupid
guarding Buckingham Palace or something. It's like, what the fuck's your problem? You know?
Yeah. How do you expect to ever find anything out if you don't talk to people?
You're supposed to be part of the community, not like you know. Not like martial law, fucking Gestapo. What the fuck?
But you realize then they just spend all their time talking with dirtbags.
Yeah.
And not normal people. And God, that would be the worst.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not a cop. You
know
why?
People constantly trying to be your friend.
Yeah. That's why I'm not a cop. Because you have to deal with crazy street people. Or like, you know, the one time I went to use my laundry room when I lived on Alkali Flats.
Large naked black dude laying, taking a nap. Wow. I guess I'm not doing laundry. I guess I'm going to go phone non-emergency right now and let the police handle this because
I don't want to.
And I don't want some naked black dude. I don't want any naked people at all in my laundry room catching a nap.
That's pretty funny stuff.
Yeah, man. I don't know. What can we guess that he was on?
Glue, maybe? Paint? You know what? Maybe he's sipping on the scissor, you know, Robitussin and Sprite?
Yeah. That's the drink name?
Yeah.
Robitussin and Sprite is Scissorup?
Yeah, Scissorup. That's what the homies drink in Opal when they want a trip. Because, you know, homies don't do no shrooms or LSD. But they'll drink some Robitussin. It's like, oh, yeah, that's really smart.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah, sipping Scissorup. They do it in the South a lot, apparently.
Well, it's a bargain.
I guess it is.
Sprite actually peps it up a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, it's easier to steal than like a 40.
Yeah.
You know, out of the case, because it's over the counter. It's right there on the shelf.
I wonder how long they stop stock, how often that gets stolen until they just say, okay, we're not going to sell this anymore.
I've been to some places where anything, like any kind of over-the-counter drugs that has anything in it, like even like Sudafed and the stuff with the ephedrine in it, mm-hmm. and stuff like that you can cook up into speed, they keep behind the counter. You can only buy so many and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's sad that Eckerd's and Rite Aid have to do that. Well, you can only buy 4 boxes of Sudafed.
Mm-hmm. At this
store. Not that anyone would need to buy more than 4 boxes. So, I mean, seems to me that should be setting off an alarm anyways if anyone's buying anything in mass quantities.
Yeah.
You should be going, what the fuck are you doing?
Are you opening up a store? Close proximity to here?
You're opening up a store that's open the hours that we're not.
And charging more than we are.
Which means you're open never, because we're open 24 hours. I mean,
yeah.
I love that. Drugstores open
people
24
are
hours.
Dumb.
Convenience store? We'll close at 12. We'll close at 9. The convenience store near my house, he opens sometimes 9:15, 9:30, 9:50, 10:15. You know, whenever I feel like making it there.
Yeah, I'm not in it for the money.
Apparently he's not. He's in it to slave away at a dirty-ass, filthy store.
Yeah, the music stopped.
Oh, well, so is the show. I think we're done for now.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, that's the last Cougar season of 2007.
Yeah, I'm calling this good bun golden brown. Let's post this bitch.
Drop us a note, say hello.
Please do. I'm going to try to get more people to listen. So if you hear this and you've listened this far and you're someone that I asked to listen, thank you.
Sincere Happy New Year to all of our friends and stuff.
Definitely. May it be successful for everybody.
I'm sensitive. See? I prove it.
You're sensitive. Charming. All right. Good night.
That's it.